At low tide, about a dozen Oregon State workers and volunteers set upon the derelict dock with rakes, shovels, and scrapers. The surprise arrival from Japan came draped with seaweed, mussels, and barnacles, some of which are found only in Japanese waters. Marine biologists identified one type of seaweed in particular as most unwelcome, according to Chris Hovel of Oregon State Parks.
And it's an invasive species in Southern California right now. It's not present in Oregon until this dock arrived. So they jumped on it immediately and said, let's get everything scraped off, bagged up, and do what we can.
Havel says the containment crew next seared the sides of the stranded hulk with torches to make sure no exotic flora survives. Meanwhile, a backhoe dug what you might call a mass grave above the high tide line for invasive species. Havel watched as the marine hitchhikers disappeared under 6 feet of sand.
I think that problem is as controlled as it can be right now.
Meanwhile, curiosity seekers from far and wide have been streaming down to the beach to get a look at the exotic flotsam and the emergency response. Michael Norman of Seattle stopped for a look with his family.
I think it's pretty amazing that I made it all the way across the ocean to get here. And as far as it's a hazard, I mean, they probably need to move it eventually.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas if you were in charge, how you'd move that?
No, actually, I don't know. It looks pretty stuck.
The tide of gawkers leave locals like Mary Sauer in no hurry to see the derelict dock towed away.
We live here in Newport, and I think it'll bring a lot of tourists. And I think as long as they get all the bad stuff off of it, it should be fine. I think it's a great attraction.
Oregon State Parks is determined to remove the dock ASAP. The agency's Chris Hovel says the current preferred option is to tow the dock to the nearby port of Newport.
Could it be repaired, put it back into service? It's a valuable piece of equipment, and so maybe that's the way it will go.
Hovel says if the dock proves unseaworthy on closer examination, the other obvious option is to chop it up on scene. He says the Japanese have sent word that they don't want this attention-getting tsunami debris back. I'm Tom Bonsi in Newport, Oregon.